God answers prayer over a missing Christian in Syria. Took nearly a quarter century, but a dream project is finally ready to go in Australia. And Recharged for Christ, a grandma shares what changed her life. With that story and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan, I'm Ruth Kramer. 8 weeks ago, an E3 partner disappeared in Syria. E3 Vice President and Middle East expert Tom Doyle first alerted Mission Network News to their concern about Ahmed in mid-April.
He was in a very, very hot spot where there had been some Christian leaders that have been kidnapped. He had been threatened many times, and we just feared for the worst because of where he was and just no messages whatsoever.
May 11th was the International Day of Prayer for the Syrian Church. Ahmed was a top priority. Not long after, Doyle says,
a Syrian leader texted out, God answered, God answered. So we were able to get a word to him and say, what did God answer? What happened? And he said, Ahmed is fine.
Because of the near daily threats,
he got rid of his cell phone, went underground until he could resurface. So we thank the Lord that he is okay.
You can listen to the full interview at missionnetworknews.org. Next, a 24-year-old dream finally comes to life in Australia. Wayne Peterson of 8CJB Global says,
prayer and miracles were very much a part of his 24-year story.
8CJB recently dedicated a new shortwave radio station that'll bring Christ to the most populated yet least reached places of the world. Places like Japan, China, India, in Bangladesh.
Many times the internet can be blocked. You can't plant local community stations. And in the vast expanses of these countries, shortwave is the most effective way to reach people with the gospel.
Get the backstory at missionnetworknews.org. Even though the station is on air, something's missing.
The need is for more and more teachers and radio personnel that can produce programs.
Your prayers are still needed to keep this project going.
Continue to pray that God would supply the people and the financial resources to get the job done.
This is Mission Network News. Massive floodwaters in Uganda appear to be receding now. The May Day floods destroyed nearly 1,000 homes and have disrupted transportation and communication throughout the country. Compassion Uganda says 94 kids they're helping have been affected in some way. Many other families lost their homes and gardens. Compassion teams are responding with aid. There are opportunities to act in Christ's name here. Please pray for the Lord's protection and care of the compassion-assisted families in Uganda. Elsewhere, there's one down, two to go in a different part of Uganda. Orphans Heart and Hines Ugandan Ministries just finished building a home for orphan girls. Now they can start working on the school, says Julie Boyd of Orphans Heart.
We hope by providing good education from a Christian perspective that it'll raise the standard of living for the people there.
A project like this doesn't get very far without some help.
We need sponsors and we need people who can help us with these school supplies, and they can find out where to send them if they'll go on our website.
We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Pray that students find new life through the school.
They lose hope so quickly and they feel like there's no way to improve their lives. And so, first of all, we want to give them the hope of Jesus Christ and knowing him.
You'll find details at our website. And a mission trip recharged a 77-year-old Canadian grandma for Christ. Peggy recently went on a Jesus film trip to London and distributed Jesus film DVDs to a group of North Africans. After returning home, she didn't want to stop there. Peggy ordered 800 DVDs to distribute in her city. Now, people are open to the story of Christ, so she's going through a stash fast. Her one comment, I never want to go back to life as it was before the trip. Want more? Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your gift of any amount. It features some brand new songs.
Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Oh, sing hallelujah. So with one voice we'll sing to the Lord.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you one. Or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.